Kumupa'a Lawrence Kalaʻinia Kamani Aki. He is my teacher. He's the 50th generation. And his teacher is a gentleman by the name of Kumu Anakala Filippo Salatario. He's the 49th generation. And the reason why I'm sharing that with you is because it's a very unique situation for us within our particular lineage, that to have three generations that are continuing the traditions and the culture and practicing the spirituality of our ancestors still alive and in this physical realm. Lawrence and I started our journey together back in 2006. That's when I became an official student. It's when I had my Kapukai ceremony. It's a traditional ceremony in which I assume the responsibility and also undertake the commitment to be a lifetime student. And as of last week, November 5th, I underwent what we call Uniki. And the Uniki is a graduation ceremony of sorts. It's a releasing. Uniki is to be released. And my teacher, Lawrence, elevated me to become a Kumu in my own right. So now you have three teachers, official Kumus that are present and continuing to share the knowledge and the wisdom that we carry and hopefully pass it on to the generation below us.
Can you talk about the learning cycle with your training and the tradition?
In my experience with the training and the traditions, it was a quite unique experience in that I don't find a lot of my generation really moving into the areas of the culture in a deeply authentic or traditional manner. What I mean by that is once I committed myself to the halau, the school of learning, and I committed myself to my teacher, Lawrence, I went and I entered the valley from which our knowledge comes from, the valley of Halawa on the island of Molokai, and I lived there with him permanently. And so it's through that experience that I was really able to gather a unique understanding in regards to the thinking of my ancestors and the history that they lived, the present at which we find ourselves now, and how it's contributed towards my thinking as the next generation in regards to our future.
Did your learnings, when you talk about Molokai Island, did some of your learnings also include listening to country?
Oh, good. Okay, well, we have a teaching, and when I entered into the school of learning, it was shared to me like this, and that is kuli kuli kua'a, e hana pā kua'a, he mui pipiao, maka ala ke ea. And when it's translated into English, what that shares with us is to close your mouth, to shut your mouth, to open your ears, and to pay attention with your eyes. In this way, we learn. And we're able to learn from our ancestors that we find in the aina, in the land. And also we are able to pay attention closely to our kupunas, our elders. And it's from them that we're able to understand, again, where we came from, where we are, and where we're going.
Do you want to talk a bit about what you'll be sharing with the workshops?
Yep. Okay. So we're here basically to share the protocols. And so protocols is also another form of what you were just talking about in regards to the welcome to country. And really what that is for us is and from a traditional perspective, it's a means of asking permission to come and to share and also waiting patiently and quietly for the welcome and for the acceptance and the aloha, what we call aloha, to be extended, as well as moving into other areas of traditional practice. So as it turns out, there's many people in this country of Australia that practice some sort of Hawaiian tradition, whether it be the Hawaiian bodywork, which is more widely known today as Lomi Lomi, or Ho'oponopono, which is a process of making things right with individuals, particularly with an individual and what we call akua, which is the higher being or beings, and also therefore within the family dynamic, making things right within the family dynamic, and therefore also the community or society that we find ourselves living in. And of course, there's also the hula, the dance, and all of these methods really help us to preserve, because we're an oral culture, and knowledge and wisdom is passed down through an oral basis. The stories that we share that capture the essence of whatever traditional practice that is, that we invite others to come and learn more about, they're able to deepen their understanding based on that knowledge.
Can you please share about some of the medicine behind the kumuhula?
Oh, yeah. Well, the kumuhula is really about understanding what we call a koko. Okay, and koko is blood. And hula has been acknowledged throughout history as being the blood of our people because of its significance in its ability to translate and transmit the knowledge and the wisdom that our ancestors captured from generations past and moving that knowledge into the generations that are still yet to come. So the kumuhula really captures also through the chants, what we call olis, and as well as through the mo'olelos, the stories. We're able to pass the essence of what our ancestors were sharing with us through dance. And also hula, and for those that are teachers of hula, there's a real understanding that hula isn't just a dance. Hula is actually a form of prayer. And it's through this dance that we're able to communicate not only with the elements that we find exist in our universe, but we're able to directly communicate with our ancestors as well as that of the higher being, again, which we call Akua. Aloha mai kako. My name is Kumupa'a Kavika Foster, and I hail from the island of Molokai, from the Valley of Palava. And this chant that I have to share at this moment in time, and a message to deliver, comes through a chant. And the chant is entitled Kunihi Kamauna. And basically, in its essence, what it shares with us is that if you do not call out, then no help will come. And so what it shares with us in that understanding is that we need to ask for assistance, ask for guidance, and ask for strength, for mana, as we continue to move forward into our futures. And so the chant goes something like this. Kuni kamauna i kalaie, o vai ale ale lai wai lua. U kia e lai kalanika, papa wai o kawai tini. A lai e lai no no, na lo kei puha, ka laula mau ka o ka pae, mai pae ka leo. He ole kahia mai e, he ole kahia mai e, he ole kahia mai e, ye, ye. Mahalo ke akua, mahalo kupuna. We thank you to our higher beings, and we thank you to our kupuna, to our elders.
Well, thank you so much for joining Living Black Radio, Kumupa'a Kavika Foster.